that doesn't go through this same process or this same cycle. Everything ultimately, even you can see the Himalayan mountains, you know, the biggest thing in the world, they'll vanish at some point. Right now they're growing, but you know, in some time they'll start to dwindle, and then they'll ultimately vanish. That's the nature of this material world. So Prahlad, he's setting such a nice example here of not being caught up with all this, you know, because his father was so caught up, you know, he was thinking that this is success, this is my means of enjoyment, this is my means of happiness in this world, is to have so much power, to have so much facility, to dominate over others, and through this I will become happy. But we see that ultimately it didn't save him from death. It didn't save him from having to give up his body. Whereas Prahlad, the opposite. He wasn't attracted to any of that. He wasn't interested in that. He wasn't trying to increase or expand his situation in the material world. He was simply focusing on serving God. And this is why he's glorious. This is what makes someone glorious, is this determination to serve God. The connection with God is what makes a living entity glorious. When they give up the connection, they're no longer glorious. So, yeah, it's a very, very interesting pastime. And, you know, there's a lot for us to learn from this, and a lot for us to try to emulate in our practice, is to look at the example set by Prahlad Maharaj and try to follow, to the best of our capacity, his glorious example. And in this way, as Nrisimhadeva is pointing out here in this verse, he explains that others, you know, who follow your footsteps will naturally become my pure devotees. You know, he's setting a wonderful example of pure devotional service, and if we're able to follow that example, because it explains in the Mahabharata, it says Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta, that explaining how the truth of devotional service is actually a secret that's in the heart of the great souls. And the way to find this secret or to reveal this secret is through following that path which is given by these great souls. So here Nrisimhadeva is also confirming that by saying if someone who follows in Prahlad's footsteps will naturally become my pure devotee. And so it's a wonderful pastime and a really good example and a good for us to follow and to learn from. Any comments, questions at all?
Jai Mahatma Ji. Hare Krishna, Bhuji. Narasimha Vajam. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. Srila Prabhupada also, I'll tell you one story I heard recently. Once Srila Prabhupada was doing that parikrama, 84 coast parikrama in Braj Dham, 84 miles parikrama in Braj.
Yeah.
And it was arranged by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master. That was 1932. And at that time, Prabhupada had come, he was in the family, he was not initiated. And he brought his family, children, everybody from Vrindavan, from West Bengal, Calcutta. And then he was very busy, but still he came for the parikrama, because but his Guru Maharaj was doing that parikrama. And it so happened there was a lockdown at that time.
There was what?
Lockdown. Some virus or something was going. Yeah, that is the story. But so there was an announcement at the place called Koshi. K-O-S-H-I, Koshi.
Koshi Kalan.
Koshi is a place,
yeah,
where Nand Maharaj used to keep his treasury. Koshi. You must be knowing. So at that time, there was an announcement that those who want to have the darshan of the deities, and the other alternative was that people can have the lecture of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. because there was too much public, too much rush. So Prabhupada decided that he will hear the lecture. Rather than having darshan with the eyes of the deities, he will hear the lecture of his Guru Maharaj. And he went there. And there was so much discussion between Prabhupada and his spiritual master. So we give more importance to hearing than even seeing the Bapu.
Yeah.
So I want to commence, if you want to give some example or something.
Yeah, also one time. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was giving class at one of the mats in West Bengal, and the time for darshan was there, you know, the conch blew, curtain open, and some of his disciples got up to take darshan while he was giving class, and he said for them they will only see stone because they don't have this attraction for hearing, therefore they're not able to see the deity. He also said, you know, about Prabhupada, he said, I have marked him well, he likes to listen, he likes to hear. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much encouraged his disciples to listen, to hear. Very important. Savya.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, and thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, you mentioned Prahlad Maharaj was a natural devotee. He was not pushed to become a devotee, but because of his past hearing, he naturally developed love for Lord Krishna. And he was surrendered unto Lord Krishna. But for us, we're not naturally inclined to Lord Krishna. We're still on the path. It's sometimes natural, sometimes artificial. So how can we develop the same mood as Prahlad Maharaj?
Yeah. Well, one of the ways that we develop this natural affection is by hearing. And you'll see often with these pastimes, it mentions one who hears this pastime, or listens attentively to this pastime. You hear this three times, then naturally the heart becomes purified, naturally you develop love. So the secret to the process is hearing and chanting. This is the essence of our process, is hearing and chanting. And we'll see here also, earlier on, Prahlad Maharaj, in the fifth chapter of this canto, he says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So the first thing he says is Shravanam Kirtanam. Very, very important part of the process. So, you know, and also, interestingly enough, in the first verse of the seventh chapter of the Gita is the verse that Prabhupada gave class on more than any other verse ever. And I think he gave 19 classes on it. And he gave a class here in Melbourne, sitting on that Vyasasan, about that class. And that verse, and he focused on the words, touch Trinu, just hear. Just hear from me. And so he's making, Prabhupada was really putting emphasis on the point of hearing. So it's just like, you know, when you hear Mahabharata, for instance, and you hear about Yudhisthira's wonderful qualities, and you hear about, you know, how Krishna acted with the Pandavas and stuff like that, and you become naturally attracted. We go through the Bhagavatam, and there's so many glorious pastimes being described about Krishna's devotees. Like I'm reading about Dhruva Maharaj right now. And you hear the wonderful qualities of Dhruva Maharaj, his determination that in 6 months, through his practice, he saw God. You know, that's very inspiring to read about that. You know, and so many other, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beautiful interactions between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. And this is very, very inspiring, but not only is it inspiring, we actually get to understand how a devotee functions, and through the hearing process our heart becomes purified, and as the heart becomes purified, then naturally our love for Krishna awakens. That's why I say it's natural. You can't force it. You can't force yourself to be a devotee. You know, you can try to encourage your children or whatever, but you can't force them to be devotees. It has to be natural in the heart, and the real essence comes, or the real trick comes, is by developing a taste for hearing and chanting. If one has an attraction for hearing and chanting, then the love for Krishna will naturally awaken. And this is right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, we see this is being described. That you know how, and it says the way to develop that attachment is by mahatsevam dvaram, by serving the great souls. When you serve these great personalities, then naturally the affinity for the messages of Vasudeva Kataruchi, the affinity for hearing these messages is awoken. So this is the trick, is by hearing and chanting. So keep hearing, keep chanting with enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice question. Yeah, Prabhu. I've got another class to give in 5 minutes. I have plenty of time. Maybe you've got plenty of time.
Do you want to tell us how you came in contact with this one, please, personally?
It's not very interesting. I was given A Science of Self-Realization by my brother. I never read it, though. I carried it with me for years. I never read it. But my brother gave it to me, so it was special. Yeah.
Thank you.
Robert. Can't hear you.
Just a comment here. Submitted at your lotus feet, that we see in the first verse we were saying how Prahlad was a pure devotee, and so he didn't distinguish between different living entities. And in the first verse here, the two verses, Prahlad was a pure devotee, and so he didn't distinguish between higher and lower living entities, and was not jealous. And if we follow his process, we become pure devotees. We see also, like they say, Anuttama Adhikari sees everyone as a devotee, and also Prabhupada was actually an Uttama Adhikari and was like that. And but he stepped down to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari for preaching. So for preaching, sometimes you have to distinguish between different living entities. Some people are more receptive than others, you know, like you know, someone will, you try and distribute books, and some people will take a small book and others won't. And or some people are very interested, they might like a bigger book.
Yeah.
And, or if you see a dog, you can chant Hare Krishna to it, but the dog probably won't take a book, you know. But I've heard someone, devotee's dog was actually helping distribute books. But so we see like that the preacher stepped down to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari to distinguish between people for the benefit of preaching. Because here it's just talking about the position of Uttama Adhikari, sees everyone equally.
Yeah, I mean, it's described that Prabhupada, I mean, obviously he was an Uttama Adhikari. You can see by his activities and by his natural affection for Krishna. It wasn't a forced or a false thing. And it's described how the preacher will function as a madhyam. They'll discriminate between one and another for the purpose of preaching. But ultimately you can see that the compassion he had was very, very deep compassion for the conditioned living entities, and so therefore he engaged in preaching activities to try to give them Krishna consciousness. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Jai Mahatma Prabhu.
Padakamalang Sri Duran Vaishna Bangshan Sri Rupang Chakrajatam Sahagana Rasna Khantam Vam Sajivam Shaktaitam Kamadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna